This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, here we go, folks. Another hour of the DJV program. It's Thursday, September the 24th. On the DJ Veer, it's Duggar and Jenner and Victoria. I'm playing the part of Chuck Curry now. Are we going to have everything with an ER? All right, so speaking of the ER, some people are in the ER in shock over what's happened in the Jefferson County, Kentucky case of Breonna Taylor. Jennifer, would you like to give us some of the in-depth overview of this? I can't decide whether I'm happy or I don't know what my emotion is at the moment with regard to this. So maybe you can lead us in a direction that will clarify some of the issues here.
No, I don't think anybody should be happy or sad about this right now because it's such a it's a bad time, certainly. Last night, because of the announcement of the indictment yesterday, there were riots in major cities and protests, both a combination. In Washington, D.C., in Philadelphia, in Los Angeles, there were obviously in at Ground Zero in Louisville, probably the most significant. That's where police officers were shot amid those protests. There's a suspect in custody. The officers are said to be in stable condition, but this was something that got out of control. I think people in Louisville knew this was happening. They boarded up their businesses. They knew that this was going to be a tough time. Now, yesterday, the announcement was made that there would be an indictment into one of the officers in the Breonna Taylor case. The attorney general in Kentucky came out and made the announcement. And I was saying to you off the air, I like him. He was actually one of the guys who spoke at the RNC. He's a black man. He's young. I think he's actually on the list of people that Trump said he would put on the Supreme Court. And I think we got to see why yesterday. No matter where you fall on the issue of Breonna Taylor, the appropriateness of the indictment, the way he handled this was empathetic. He almost cried when he was asked about having to meet with Breonna Taylor's family to let her know or to let them know about the ultimate decision of the grand jury. I just thought the way he handled it was something that's been missing a lot from the country where everything excuse me, seems so politically divided. He actually seemed to take into account the human side of this. And so I thought it was pretty commendable, and it stuck out because of what we've been getting a lot over the last several months. So I think maybe if there was a silver lining in all of this, certainly that was probably the one. A lot of the people who were writing felt that this was not justice being served, and because only one officer was indicted and it wasn't necessarily on the life-ending shot at Breonna Taylor. I think that's where a lot of this anger is coming from, because the charges aren't related necessarily to her death. But as the attorney general pointed out, this was a grand jury of Breonna Taylor's peers that decided the indictment. This wasn't
peers, you know, way, Jen?
Well, the grand jury would be like you or me getting called to a grand jury.
But what does it mean to be a peer other than being a breathing human being?
Not a government official, not a police officer.
I don't consider that to be a peer. But anyway, go ahead. I think the peer group would, if it's a real peer group, it's people who are like her. And that I don't
see. How many people are on the grand jury? Do we know?
Usually 12.
Usually 12, yeah.
Okay.
Usually 12.
And so they got to hear a lot of evidence. And so, I mean, when we're judged by a jury, they do call it a group of your peers, but we can argue mm-hmm. about the definition.
No, I don't want to argue. I just think I wanted to know.
It's not a government employee is what I'm getting at,
yeah,
or someone
okay.
who worked for the police.
Or judges. It's not a panel of judges.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The thing is that and this is what I think I wish people would see right now in the reaction and the shooting of police officers and the destruction of cities and all of this stuff. It's not about that one thing is more valuable than another person's life. It's just, is this helpful? And the answer is no, it is not helpful to burn down cities and to hurt other people to try to get over your anger about something else. And I think it's really important to remember that these people were not people that were part of the government or trying to engage in a cover-up. They heard evidence, they made their decision, and this is what they came up with. And I think it's more notable than some of the stories where we hear police departments maybe changing evidence or they may be trying to hide things. At least this was something that was determined by people who were separated from that. That was the point that I was trying to make.
All right. So then or now, as protests seem to be brewing, the National Guard was activated, the governor urging expeditiously and decisive information coming out of this. So I guess I don't. My question isn't necessarily about Breonna Taylor. My question is about pretty much all of these things when they come to a head. The police seem not to be guilty, or most
right.
of the time.
Right. That's where this anger is coming from. It's another case of another person killed by police and no accountability.
So who's is it being fomented by the news media that's improperly reporting some of this information so the public gets the wrong picture? They jump to the conclusions so that the person who is charged is accused and tried and found guilty in the news media.
They don't tell the whole story.
It happens over and over. But how can it always happen? How is it always?
I'll give you an example. We talked about the story of Dijon Kizzy, who is also being represented by Ben Crump, who has made kind of now his living as the person who I guess represents in these cases. So he's the lawyer for Breonna Taylor. He's the lawyer for Jacob Blake. He's the lawyer for Dijon Kizzy's family. And the headline in the L.A. Times, I think it was 2 days ago, literally said, L.A. Sheriff's Department responds to, what was it? I want to get it right because I don't want to mischaracterize it.
Is this, just to refresh everyone's memory, is this the guy who was on his bike and was shot like 27 times or something?
Yes, but see, this is the
problem. Or whatever it was. And I'm making that number up. I'm not saying
it was 19.
Okay,
it was the person
on the
bike.
Yeah.
And so it said, a cyclist shot, L.A. Sheriff's Department explains, or something like that. They don't tell you that the guy ran from police. They don't tell you that the guy had a gun. And they don't tell you that the guy assaulted police officers. The headline is misleading in the fact that it makes it seem like police officers are out there hunting black cyclists. And I think that's what we have to step away from right now, because there have been extenuating circumstances and all of these things that people don't want to acknowledge or talk about. This
but why
Taylor
always?
But why is he shot 19 times?
You know,
that's
why
the question.
We haven't.
Why is he dead? Well, he's dead because
and you're not
he ran
on trial,
and
Jennifer.
Shot.
I think we're
he's dead because
to...
I can tell you exactly why. I don't feel like I'm on trial. Okay. Most of the time, and Breonna Taylor is the exception, and that's why this one is so difficult and heart-wrenching, because Breonna Taylor's case is not like Jacob Blake. It's not like Dijon Kizzy. It's not even like George Floyd. It is, I would say, in the case of Dijon Kizzy, I don't know why they felt the need to just charge their weapon 19 times, but what I do know is that he should have just pulled over so that they could have talked to him about whatever cycle violation he had going on. Instead, he took off, held a gun at officers, threw a gun, threw a punch, and that's the training. If an officer, and that was one of the arguments that made yesterday about Breonna Taylor, is that for one of the officers who did not receive an indictment, his first shot did not come off until the boyfriend shot. Now, we can talk about why they were there. We can talk about whether or not no-knock warrants. We can talk about all of that. But the truth is, when the police officers walk in, how many shots are allowed to be fired at them before they return fire?
But what about the argument that everybody who's the Second Amendment person makes? Someone walked onto their property. They didn't
100%.
Know who it was. So
I'm
then how come they're in the wrong and the cops are in the right?
This, I'm not saying that anybody is wrong or right in this situation. In fact,
somebody's wrong.
No, I think ultimately this is just a tragic, horrible accident.
With no consequences and no closure for the family again.
But the truth is, and I'm asking you guys this question in all seriousness, whether it's in this case or in others, if someone starts firing at a police officer, how many shots do they have to take before they fire back?
They
well,
should
who,
fire back.
But wait
not,
a second.
Do they have to kill her? Can they shoot her
so
in the
who
arm
shot,
or in the leg?
But there are disputes about who shot first. The boyfriend, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend.
So who do we believe?
The charges,
there are disputes. Who do we
believe? But then, Jen, why were the charges dropped against the boyfriend?
if there are disputes about who shot first, who do
right,
we believe?
That's what
the
I'm
problem
saying.
Is,
so,
and in this case, and this is why I think it's awful, I don't know that there's anybody who's right or wrong in this case. The person who is victimized is Breonna Taylor, who's in her bed and gets shot up. Do we need to have the talk about no-knock warrants? Have they ended in the state of Kentucky because of it? Yeah, and maybe, unfortunately, maybe that's the... That's what she did for the country, ultimately leading to that change. But I don't know. I feel like it's really tough to put people into jail when they were going to do their job, but they were at the wrong place. But it was the place that the ex-drug dealer boyfriend used to live, which is something that the media doesn't really talk about.
Well, we all talked about that, but it still is no excuse just because they were at the wrong place. So they were incompetent. They caught the guy, the real guy they were looking at was that same night. They caught him. Someone's dead.
Are they still
an innocent person
officers?
Is dead.
Are they still working?
I don't
in
think
the city?
They should be. They are not. Mm-hmm. They're on leave, and I don't think they
well,
should
they're
be
on leave,
because obviously that was a.
And then this other
ending.
So it was it. So here's the thing that bothers me about this story: was it a no-knock warrant or not? Because now this mysterious witness came out and said that they heard police announcing themselves. There's no body cam footage on that can corroborate that. The boyfriend of Breonna Taylor, who the charges dropped against. He said that there was no announcement, and that's why he shot, because he thought someone was breaking into the apartment. So
but the grand jury heard the evidence, and the grand jury said that it was enough for them to believe that they announced themselves. I mean, that was one of the things that came out yesterday.
I don't believe
there are
I'm
so
asking
many
this question. How many blacks and how many whites are on this? That's how you get so sick.
They're not
of
telling
this.
You yet.
Okay.
I also would not put it past police. There are so many reports of police corruption and planting evidence. I would not put it past the city of Louisville at all to have some, you know, phony witness say, oh, I heard the cops say that they announced themselves. I would not put that past anybody,
what if the witnesses
anybody,
hate the police
city.
And they don't want to say that? I mean, you see, the thing is, when we start assuming things that aren't based in fact, then we get into a trouble.
I'm saying I don't think
trouble.
That witness is based
and
in fact.
So put yourself in the situation of the grand jury for a moment. They have to deal with the facts that are presented to them, not about assumptions, not about their dislike for the police. They have to deal with facts. And this is what happened yesterday. And so is the reaction then to burn down the country? I think the answer is no.
No, the answer is no. That is not the way to handle the situation. The handling of the situation needs to be equitable, fair, above board, and it's very difficult for the average person to look at this and think, oh, well, I guess they're right.
Justice
they're
was
nothing.
Served, yep.
Yeah, I don't think justice has been served. That's my read on it. 18 after the hour, here's my read on safe weight loss without drugs and without stimulation. It is the number one way, in fact, to lose weight, the safe, easy way, a product called Calitren, Calotren, and it just so happens to be America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Do not sacrifice your health to lose weight. That's a very important thing. It's so easy to get this stuff. It's so easy to use it. It's so easy to lose weight and keep it off. This is the safe way. I underscore that. Safe, safe, safe. And when you buy it, you go to toploss.com and use the DJV code at checkout for the best deal. No shipping charges, that kind of stuff. There are no recurring purchases like you get with almost everything else you order online. You got to give them your credit card, and then, unless you call them, they keep sending you the stuff. If it doesn't work, you're stuck with it. It's really annoying as much as anything else. These people are here to help you out. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's a certified product. FDA has approved the manufacturing facility where this stuff is made. It's all around the best. Use the liquid form, use the capsule form, lose the weight, feel good. You'll be motivated when you read the stories of all these people at toploss.com who have successfully been challenged to lose the weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV on checkout, buy three, get three free. They'll help you with a payment plan. It's safe for everybody in the family. Do it now while you're thinking about it at toploss.com.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What a night. Late December back in 63. What a very special time for me. As I remember what a night.
What a night from the Four Seasons. The Moldy Oldie Goody Goldie Rusty Rack and Wrinkle Records has been activated for a tribute to founding member of the Four Seasons. Tommy DeVito has passed away at the age of 92, dying from complications of COVID. Frankie Valli wrote in a post on Facebook that DeVito had died. We send our love to his family during this most difficult time. Actor Alfred Natoli has said in a separate post that DeVito died in Las Vegas at the age of 92, along with Valli, Bob Gaudio, and Nick Massey. They were the Four Seasons back in 1960. Huge hits, huge collection. They were the second, and if it were not for the Beatles, they would have been the most popular American group of all time. Well, I guess they were, because they were American. The Beatles were the British invasion, but they overpowered the Four Seasons. But now when you think about some of the things that came from the collection, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, that sort of stuff. And then the musical Jersey Boys. Have we all seen Jersey Boys?
Yes, yeah. But my parents saw it on Broadway. It was great. My parents saw it on Broadway, and they were obsessed with it. It's not my kind of music. They kept trying to convince me, but...
You'd enjoy it. Good story. Anyway.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I loved it.
Yeah. The story of the band begins when they performed at a bowling alley. They actually were not called the Four Seasons when they first got started. I can't remember some generic name, but when somebody discovered them and went to listen to them sing at this place, the venue where they would sing every week was a bowling alley. And the bowling alley was called the Four Seasons Bowling Alley.
No, that's the motel. It's right near where I grew up.
Oh, is it?
The motel that they stayed at is called the Four Seasons Motel.
Where's the bowling alley?
Pleasant. I don't. The bowling alley must be in Point Pleasant. I don't know about the bowling alley part, but I know the motel is in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Yeah.
Anyway.
That's where they got their name.
That's where they got the name. Anyway, if you want to listen to some fun, great music, just to Google Four Seasons. If you've never heard them before, I think you can safely say that you spend a good deal of time. This is one of my favorite Oh, I'm right. The early. I crank this up. I'm ready.
It sounds like how Doug sings Throwback Thursday.
Got one locked in the barrel. There's one in the barrel. Shame, Ivy. Excuse me.
All right, so there's our tribute to Tommy DeVito of the Four Seasons. Now, time for another lady who's from the same era, actually a little earlier, Georgia Dobbins Davis, who wrote this song, Please, Mr. Postman, passed away at the age of 78. She was from the Marvelettes. This song from 1961. Crack this up, Bill. Yeah. This is real music. What? This is from what they call the doo-wop era, ladies. You're familiar with that term? You know that?
Yes.
The Marvelettes recorded a lot of hits. This was number one for them, first one. She was, by the way, 78 as she passed away over, I think it was over the weekend. Came from Detroit, or a suburb of Detroit called Inkster. Actually, she sang in a couple of different groups. The Marvels, the Marvelettes. They were high school talent. They were in a talent show. They came in fourth, just missing out on the top three prize for an audition at Motown. One of their teachers, however, convinced the principal to let them go, and Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson were impressed. They requested the group come up with an original song. So Ms. Dobbins wrote the lyrics for Mr. Postman in 3 days, inspired by the pangs of waiting for a letter for her boyfriend. And in 61, Berry Gordy officially signed the Marvels and rechristened them the Marvelettes. Now, this came out in August of 61 on the charts for 14 weeks before it became number one. The song effectively launched Motown, really. Became a pop standard in its own right. As a matter of fact, the Beatles recorded a version of it in 63. Remember this? Carpenters also had the same song in 74. And Portugal the Man added it to their sleeper hit, Feel It Still. This is a song that's been around for a long time. Please, Mr. Postman, written by Georgia Dobbins Davis, passing away at the age of 78. So, want to crank this up a little bit, Phil? It was very unusual for the Beatles to record somebody else's music. That's a tribute in itself to the popularity of the song. It's 28, actually 29 after the hour on the DJV show.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests, some of them turning violent, held in several cities overnight since Kentucky's Attorney General announced yesterday that none of the three Louisville police officers who fired their guns during a deadly no-knock warrant drug raid will be charged with Breonna Taylor's death. One officer is facing endangerment charges after bullets he fired entered a neighboring apartment during that raid in March. At a protest in Chicago last night,
a message is sent again in America. that black and brown lives mean nothing.
Two officers shot in Louisville there during a protest are expected to survive. President Trump not committing to a normal transition of power after November's election if he was to lose, suggesting there are problems with mail-in ballots, saying they'll lead to voter fraud. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The U.S. government has tentatively approved a deal for some U.S. companies to acquire a 20% stake in a new company called Global ByteDance. This averts a ban on downloads of the Chinese-based TikTok in the United States. U.S. Judge Laurel Beeler in San Francisco issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Commerce Department from ordering Apple and Google to remove from their app stores WeChat, which is owned by another Chinese company. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said he's giving his blessing to a proposed deal that would see the popular video sharing app TikTok partner with Oracle and Walmart to form a United States company. The president has targeted Chinese-owned TikTok for national security and data privacy concerns and the latest flashpoint in the rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. The president's support for a deal comes just a day after the Commerce Department announced restrictions that it put in place that could eventually make it nearly impossible for TikTok's legions of younger fans to use the app. The president said if completed, the deal would create a new company likely to be based in Texas. The deal will make Oracle responsible for hosting all TikTok's U.S. user data and securing computer systems to ensure U.S. national security requirements are satisfied. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Living and learning. Very important things to combine, I think. This is a way to do that. Every day the DJV show combines living and learning. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan are here. I'm Doug Steffen to work you through things that make you scared, things that confuse you, things that make you feel cranky, all of that stuff. We can kind of try to iron it out. Will it be enough? I don't know. You have to figure that out on your own. But at least we have additional information for the most part, as we are the knowledge beagles. And we do. We take pleasure, all of us, in finding out, digging around, and getting to the bottom of some of the things that are currently on most everybody's mind. The COVID thing certainly is one of those. And yet another vaccine trial is in the news today, Victoria. What's the... Mm-hmm. Is this a hopeful story?
I think so, yeah. Johnson & Johnson has their single-shot coronavirus vaccine has entered the final stages of testing, and they are beginning a 60,000-person clinical trial on three different continents. Participants will receive a single vaccine dose or a placebo, so you get one or the other, and it's made with slightly different technology than the other vaccines that are in late-stage testing. Johnson & Johnson modeled the shot after an Ebola vaccine that they also created. So they say that this vaccine for coronavirus could be available for emergency use authorization in early 2021, which realistically feels like this might be the winner in the race because it seems like so far they've had really good results. And I think early 2021 is probably the most realistic time frame that we've heard. I know there's a lot of talk about the, you know, having a vaccine before the election and whatever. But, you know, the FDA has come forward and said that they're not rushing anything through. And obviously a lot of people, there are polls that came out yesterday where interest in the vaccine is really waning amongst American citizens. And so I think people at first were really, really hopeful, like when they first did those surveys back in May. It was a high percentage of Americans who said that they wanted the vaccine, and that's really dropped off now. And I think people are more focused on treatments and therapeutics. But I think eventually people will probably all want to take the vaccine. There was also a new genetic testing of, I think it was 5,000 different samples that came out yesterday through down in Houston. And they found that the virus, as we've talked about here, and certainly as viruses normally, the course that they run, they found a lot of different mutations. And the conclusion so far and the preliminary studies of the genetic material is essentially that it will be similar to the flu in terms of every year, because it mutates so much, they will be essentially chasing the flu and chasing the coronavirus for a vaccine. So we would end up having pretty much a new vaccine every year like we have for the flu shot. And we all know it's a guessing game. You know, they don't know how it's going to mutate next. They don't know. The latest mutation that they've tracked has actually made the virus more transmissible. And typically when viruses kind of deteriorate, they become less transmissible. But this virus is so, the way that it has mutated, it's actually allowed it, you know, how people said at first, oh, it can only spread 6 feet or 12 feet or whatever. That's the reason it hangs longer in the air is they think it's because of the latest mutation. So we'll see where it goes. We know that the common cold, there's no cure for that either, and that constantly is mutating, because that's why people get sick multiple times a season. And I think that that's probably eventually where we'll end up with the coronavirus. But for people who want a vaccine right away, then I think the Johnson & Johnson one seems like it's got the best shot at being
first. So is this being paid for by insurance? Is this something we're going to have to go into the store and plop down $29 to get the
shot?
That's
a very good question, because I know a lot of lawmakers have called for the vaccine to be free for anyone who wants it, like a flu shot is free now. I don't know the answer to that. Jen might have some more info on where the government stands on that. I'm not sure.
No, Jennifer is really still bummed out that we're not going to have Halloween trick-or-treating.
I am. I'm really ticked off. I'm actually boycotting all COVID news because of it.
So, in terms of something, this is why people question government research and government results. Finally, and I know that Victoria gets a kick out of it when I say it, because I don't like the word finally, but the CDC yesterday came out with a pronouncement. Duh, rising obesity levels put Americans at risk for the pandemic.
Oh, I can tell you why. Can I tell you why?
Yeah. Why they
wow,
came out with
back.
It yesterday, or why obesity levels put
I
Americans at risk.
I just opened this story that I was going to throw at you guys,
and
it totally fits. It's because even though the CDC is trying to kill Halloween, despite the uncertainty, you know, about whether we're not going to go trick-or-treating, Americans are buying a ton of Halloween candy. That's why everybody's obese. U.S. sales of Halloween candy were up 13% over last year. That's
well, people want to feel good, and eating candy makes you feel good. Chocolate?
And that was well, that was as of the end of September 6th. Now, fast forward, and Halloween chocolate sales today up 25%.
That's bananas.
And nobody's going to give them out. So that's,
I already
it's a vicious circle.
Yeah, I kind of already did this. I had to pop into the grocery store, which I haven't really been doing. I've had my groceries delivered. But I popped in and out for I had needed one thing, and I grabbed a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Good for you.
On the way out, and I ate it up in the car.
That's why they have them at the checkout counter.
Totally. Oh, I
completely that's how they have them there.
For the point of sale. Yeah, totally.
Yep. Three Musketeers for me. Yum. Mm. And then there's the news from Russia that Putin is going to offer the vaccine that they've developed in Russia to everybody at the UN. So what was it you were saying off the air? It kind of reminds me of, what was it, Phil? You had
a Bond movie.
Yes, right. And the idea is to give everybody the chance
I feel like
to...
I need the Bond theme music to tell this story. Because I'm right? So fixated now on Putin being a Bond villain.
Mm-hmm.
This is a plot right out of a James Bond movie.
See, right. And this is the point. We're talking about this off air, but this is why China's dumping so much money into Hollywood. Because think about it. After the Red Scare, then Hollywood made every villain a Russian. And then after 9/11, every villain was Middle Eastern. And so China now wants to go, we don't want to be a villain.
Yeah, but they are
the
biggest villains of them all, in fact. Don't be fooled. Phil, what was that line that you used? You can go on the air and use the line.
Trump talking to Putin. Do you expect to be cured? No, Mr. Trump. I expect you to die.
That's from Goldfinger. All right, that's good. Well, move along. There's a new analysis that's casting doubt on the theory that 50% of those with COVID are asymptomatic. Jennifer, you want to jump in on this? Showing actually this study shows 4 out of 5 with this virus display some sort of symptom. This was research done in Switzerland. The dozens of studies that have been analyzed since last March on individuals who tested positive. Recent 79 studies have been done for this. Wow. 6,000 individuals, 20% remained asymptomatic during follow-up, meaning that 4 out of 5 individuals ultimately showed symptoms of the virus. You did, but you didn't, right?
Well, I wasn't asymptomatic. My problem was I was symptomatic, but I got 2 negative tests, but I had all of the classic symptoms. Well, at first I didn't think so because my fever was very low, and what do we always hear? It's got to be a fever over 100. Well, because I run cold, my fever was mostly in the 90s, or in the 99s, and then it occasionally would go up to 100. I think the highest it got was 101. I couldn't smell. I couldn't taste. I mean, these were all classic symptoms. So my doctor said, even though you have a negative test, we're going to treat you like you have COVID because you don't want to be out there running around on people. But at the same time, another person on my morning show was tested positive but had no symptoms, like really, like other than like a stuffy nose, nothing. So it really depends on what strain you have. It depends on how your body takes it. I don't know. I wish there was something easy because I'll tell you what, once you realize you have it, then you're just sitting around waiting for the next symptom to hit you, and it's really
right.
Scary.
Psychologically, it really does a number on
terrible.
You. Yeah, number on you. Number and a half. All right, let's celebrate today. Let's go back to Halloween, or this is a precursor to Halloween, because, ladies and gentlemen, at 43 past the hour on the DJV program, I give you National Cherries Jubilee Day. So if you're a Cherries Jubilee dessert fan, cherries and liqueur, usually brandy, this might be the only time I might enjoy a brandy is when a lot of cherries and chocolate
asking
involved.
The flavor.
Yes, right, exactly. Cherries, if you go back to the origin of cherries, they would cook them in syrup. It's kind of like maple syrup. And by the way, that's not a bad way to eat cherries either. Cherries Jubilee could be easily in honey or in maple syrup. But the warm brandy, which you can burn, right? Can't you just throw a match?
Yeah, you light
it
on fire.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
There are a lot of flambé desserts out there.
What's the point of that, then?
I make bananas foster.
It looks cool.
It burns
what
alcohol.
It taste
burns
like? Off. When you burn it, what does that taste like?
Oh, it's good. Then you're just left with the taste of the alcohol without the burn or the alcohol. So you
I want the taste of cherry ice cream. That's what I want.
Well, that's not what cherries jubilee because it's vanilla ice cream with cherries over the top.
Right. It's a different dessert then.
You may want to get 31 flavors then and get the cherry ice cream you want.
Cherry's Jubilee was first served at one of the Jubilee celebrations of Queen Victoria, and then the dessert became very popular. It was considered a highly fashionable dessert to offer to one's guests. The dessert made a comeback in the 50s, and now this dessert has earned itself a new brand of retro prestige. Can you get it in a restaurant and they burn it up for you?
Some, but usually like a steakhouse.
Really? Well, how about if you go to the
beach? Are you being attacked? Are you in the birds? Are you in a Hitchcock movie?
No, those are just the birds outside. Some crows making a lot of racket. That's okay.
I'm going to call him Tippy from now.
You might want to send off a warning shot just in case.
Right. Really? In a moment, a couple of,
Is there roadkill right outside your window that crows
no,
are eating?
No, I'm way off the road, so there's no roadkill here. A couple of untimely deaths to pass along right after this here on the DJV program. Jennifer and Victoria and Doug.
Collagen, we lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I'm out of touch with the wrestling. Jennifer's not. The Road Warrior Animal died of natural causes. He was 60. Named Joseph Laurentiis. Is that it? I think that's how he pronounces it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so who? He was
Laurinaitis, I think it is.
Laurinaitis? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is he a
I just called
teamer?
Him Hawk. Yeah, primarily. That was his. I think he did some single stuff, but he was known for being in the Road Warriors. It was Hawk and Animal, and they were one of the tag teams that just swept wrestling in the 80s and the early 90s. Hawk and Animal were tough. They wore these big, like, shoulder pads with spikes on them, and I actually think that Animal was a football player before that. I'd have to check myself, but I'm pretty sure he was a football player before.
His son played in the NFL. That might probably tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he came into football and just had that stature and had those pads. And they were tag team champions time and time and time again. And he was really, truly an icon. They'd wear the face makeup. And the reason they called him Animal, he'd always have like a little spider painted on.
He had a heart attack.
Face.
He was 6'2", and he weighed 300 pounds. No reason. I mean, that's enough right there.
I think it's actually more for wrestlers. Here's the thing. He was in really good shape. So those 300 pounds, I think it maybe not all muscle, but a lot of it was probably muscle. This was a big dude. He was solid. And if you looked at him, he was very, very fit. But I think they work so hard. A lot of times they're on the road so much, especially back in the 80s. They would work all the time and they would live hard lives. You know, they would drink at night and some of them would have drugs or performance enhancers. And it would be a tough life on the road. I mean, 340-something days a year they would be traveling. Oof, so that's tough on your body.
All right, television news. The cake boss, Buddy Valastro, recovering after a horrible bowling accident where his right hand was impaled. How do you get impaled on a bowling ball?
Read the story. It's not a bowling ball. Yeah, continue to read the story. It's pretty gruesome.
Right. But I don't really want to read a gruesome.
Okay, well, then I'll tell everyone in case they're wondering now what happened to him, because this guy's really popular. There was a malfunction in his bowling alley at home, and the pin setter wouldn't work, and so he put his hand up into it to physically reset it, and a metal rod went right through his hand. So his sons had to get a saw and cut the metal rod off, and then at the hospital they had to remove the rod from his hand.
Smart, by the way, that he might try to pull it out.
Right, but he might be kind of physically, you know, disabled forever.
Yeah. All right, there it is. Story of Cake Boss, 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, it's Tech Talk time. Now 53 after the hour on this Thursday on the DJV program. Two-thirds of the DJV ears, that is Doug and Jennifer, are here, but Victoria...
No, I'm Victoria.
No, wait a minute, what? Two-thirds of the DJVs, let's take that over again. Two-thirds of the DJVs are here. Doug and Victoria, who's really the expert, does the research. Google Maps is trying to do what? After we talked, was it last week, about Waze and how they had fabulously changed or added to their thing? What's Google doing?
Well, Google is, this is part of the project that Google and Apple have been working together with COVID data. And so this is, last week we talked about Apple having, you know, the new updates to the Apple Watch, the Apple Watch 6 series, and having COVID information in there. This is Google Maps. This is their new result after doing a lot of research and tweaking. What they now have is when you open up Google Maps, there is a, they have different layers that you can add, whether it's, if you're looking at a map and you want to add a layer of motels, if you want to see where you can stay, or a layer of restaurants, or whatever it is, or, you know, historic sites, there's now a layer of COVID information. And so it will give you an average, the 7-day average of confirmed cases in whatever area you're searching per 100,000 people. So areas of the map will be color-coded based on case rate, and then a label shows if cases are going up or down in the area that you're searching. The feature is actually rolling out on Android and Apple on iPhones this week, and the layer is designed to help people, quote, make informed decisions about where to go and what to do, according to Google. They've been working with the CDC on this one, and public health officials recommend that people keep track of the amount of COVID-19 spread in their area to figure out how to assess, you know, what activities are safe, like Halloween is coming up, a lot of trick-or-treating. Parents have a lot of questions about that. So this could be a really useful tool. Transmission rates in local communities, that's important for parents to consider, whether it's going back to school, after-school activities, holiday plans in advance, things like that. The COVID overlay pulls its data from three sources, from Johns Hopkins, the COVID-19 dashboard, the New York Times, their health section, and Wikipedia. So those are the three things that it's constantly using to aggregate the information. And this is, like I said, this is one of the many features now that Google Maps is working on that's COVID-related. And so the rollout of the new feature comes, as we know, COVID-19 in the States, especially in the Midwest, we're starting to see spikes in cases. And so this is something if you're planning a fall vacation or planning your holiday trips to go visit family, you can pop this overlay right onto your Google Maps screen and you can see, you know, how that area compares to where you're living, because you're not supposed to go. If you're in an area that's like that has a green level code where it's, you know, you don't have too many cases, you're not supposed to go into a place that's worse. So this new overlay on Google Maps should be very helpful for that.
All right. Now, here's the story of Apple and their updating iPads and bundling other services together.
The Geek Out. Along with the new Series 6 Apple Watch, at last week's event, Apple also made significant updates to the base model iPad and the mid-tier iPad Air. It was the addition, though, of the new Apple A14 processor in the Air that caught everybody by surprise. This marriage of performance and form factor will be so enticing it could very well eat into the market share of their top-of-the-line iPad Pro. Also, to get in on the new home fitness craze, Apple rolled out a new exercise program called Fitness Plus that fully integrates with all Apple hardware. And as expected, Apple bundled many of their services together. The top tier is a $30 a month program for news, music, arcade, cloud storage, and fitness. We've tweeted all the details over at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All right, next up, Victoria, Amazon is trying to make it easier to buy some of their products.
Well, it's their sustainable products. Yeah, they're launching a new environmental program called Climate Pledge Friendly. And that's going to be a label that certain products that meet one of 19 different certifications for sustainability, that you'll see that label. The goal is to basically help climate-conscious consumers make a better decision when they're buying products on Amazon. More than 25,000 products will now display the program's label. Climate Pledge Friendly selections include grocery, household, fashion, beauty, personal electronics, as well as a range of other categories. And so they will be clearly labeled in the shopping results. They'll have additional sustainability information on the product page and are featured in a dedicated section of the Amazon store. Amazon partnered with trusted third-party certifications, and customers will be able to figure out how they can, you know, order products that are going to be less harmful to the environment. And also this changes the way that Amazon ships. So it's a good thing.
All right, there it is. That's the read from Victoria. On a good thing. This whole thing is a good thing. It helps you a lot. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, the old yours truly, Doug Steffen, at 59
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.